You owe me a fucking Slurpee.
I do owe you a fucking Slurpee. But I was only $100 off.
I was only $100
off.
Yeah, and I what did I say the price was going to be? $500.
I don't fucking care. I'm not giving one.
Yeah, we'll start over. We won't have you say 4K a lot.
I'm going to say that right.
4K, 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 4K!
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Oh,
I'm
my
totally
God.
Doing it. I'm doing it.
4K, 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 4K!
I almost laughed so hard I was passed out. That's fucking hysterical.
I'm fucking doing that now.
Hey, Lowe, what do you think of E3? 4K, 4K, 4K!
I might just leave this part in there. It's so freaking funny.
I'm so sick of 4K. Oh. Oh.
Welcome to the Fucked Off Heroes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Anderson.
Lunch.
I don't even know if it hurts you. Fucking fan's so goddamn loud. Fuck you, AC.
Let's try that one more time.
Stupid fucking summer. Stupid fucking E3.
Out
of everything at E3, what did we get out of it, Loach?
4K, 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 4K!
Yeah, I literally stopped counting after Microsoft said it like 5 times.
Now, here's this Porsche that Porsche just made in 4K.
If you're watching this at home, you're watching
it. If you're watching this at home, you're watching it in 4K.
Watching it in 4K.
If like, you're listening to this at home, you're listening to it in 4K. You're eating your tacos, it's in 4K.
Man, I love high-def tacos.
Fucking stupid. I am so fucking... Oh, God. 4K, 4K, 4K!
It is so... What the fuck?
It was. It was a very what the fuck... Hey, do you like this game? It's in 4K.
Funny, like, if you're watching this at home, you're watching this in 4K. I'm like, no. Like, 6% of the world has 4K right now. Guys, like, you saying that if you're watching this at home, you're watching 4K. Like, most of those people are like, no, I'm not.
Our podcast is in 4K.
I'm watching this on my shitty monitor.
Wait, or
I'm watching this at home on my fucking 1080p
actually,
TV that I just got last Christmas.
I was watching it in 720 because of fucking YouTube's horrible streaming service.
Oh, my God.
So... Hold on, is this kind of like the Mass Effect trailer? You get a better E3 experience if you watch it.
I mean, if you watch it, because I saw it in 4K and it wasn't any better.
Oh, I was kind of hoping that's the one where they finally gave Kingdom Hearts.
I keep 3 wiping it off, and it's not getting any cleaner.
They announced StarCraft Ghosts is finally coming out.
Oh fuck you! Why do you have to bring it up? Yeah. Why? That's a sore subject. Though.
Didn't watch it in 4K. All
we'll
we
never
was,
get it.
Bethesda shitting all over themselves.
It was just Bethesda mods.
All right, so
in 4K.
To make this a little simpler than we were doing it last time, I'm going to try and lighten this up. So to start off, let's go with the conferences. Like, what did you guys think overall?
They're all gay.
Loach is very.
I'm honestly
he's very negative
out.
Right now. He's very burned out.
So. I'm burned out on fucking.
I can tell you, listeners, while we were watching it, he was very happy with the conferences overall.
Yeah, I'm just so burned out on it right now. But it also goes back to what we were talking about earlier today, is the fact that if you're not there, they should just be like, okay, this is what was shown off, and just trailers, and gameplay, done.
Don't do it. I think the easiest thing would be if they didn't do it live over streaming, like they did the live show and then an hour later posted it
like
without the full presentation.
Like a short
just like, here's the shit that we showed, that's it.
Yeah, I would be, honestly, I probably wouldn't be burned out.
Yeah, I get that.
I watched not fast forward at all. It was good.
So you have an E3 hangover, basically?
Basically, yeah.
Kind of, but here's the thing. Like overall, this E3 was much smoother than it's ever been. Because most of the presentations...
Except for the fucking time slots.
Yes. Most of the presentations weren't
the
like...
The time slots were garbage.
They weren't like, you know, people going up there talking about their game. Except for EA. EA was the only one that didn't get the memo, really. Of like, don't go up on stage and try to have a bunch of bullshit. And,
hey, you
know, want to
see the E3 conference for Bethesda?
Shit.
Better be up at midnight tonight.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You mean the E3 conference? You said EA conference.
No, I said E3.
That's pretty sure you said EA.
No, you want to see the E3 conference for Bethesda? Better be up
Anyways.
At midnight.
Seriously,
though.
Yeah,
I mean, hate the time slots.
The time
year.
Slots were retarded. Like previously,
we're gonna make this a 2 day.
Yeah, previously E3 was over 2 days, and then it turned into 3 days. And even in 3 days, it was still yes, it was a lot, but like they had, you know, one conference after another, and you'd go like three conferences in a row, and that was good for the day.
And they were always
the
major
day,
conferences.
Yeah, and then the next day you'd have the next three major ones. This one it was two, but they're separated by 5 hours at a time.
And then we're going to have one tomorrow night at midnight, but it really doesn't matter. But then tomorrow you're going to have Microsoft. It's going to be kind of in the mid-afternoon. And then you're going to have Ubisoft, but that's going
to
be a little bit later.
Each conference or each
presentation.
Yeah, it's just like the time slots were
so
far,
fucking
like,
dumb.
So far
I wanted
between.
To do that just
because
they sold
the
each
fuck.
Presentation differently, so you didn't pay for an EA pass. You paid only for that presentation.
Oh, that would be
bullshit.
They didn't do that, but that would be garbage if they do that.
The only reason I could see the conferences being split up so much is maybe they were like separated by, you know, fucking miles apart. I don't know.
No, we did.
They did that one E3, and I remember it being completely stupid, where people had to walk from one venue to another. That was like an hour's walk away.
Oh yeah, what was it? It was something like 10 blocks away.
Yeah, it was fucking stupid.
I remember watching the video. They're like, okay, we just went to this conference, and now we have to go all the way over here.
Yeah, so maybe they were trying to avoid that. I don't know.
Fuck them.
But it definitely made things a little frustrating when we'd watch one conference, and we'd be like, okay, I'm ready to watch the next one.
The walk was
better
because
it was
4K.
And then we'd have to watch, you know, then we'd have to wait and watch the next one. But yeah, I mean, EA really was the only one that didn't get the full memo of don't show so much of like people up on stage talking. The only one that was a little annoying was, or the only other thing that was annoying was the when they didn't have people up on stage, but they'd still have the here's the game trailer, here's the stage game trailer, stage
that was
game
Sony,
trailer.
Yeah.
But that, like, when I think about it, that was also Microsoft. Microsoft did the same shit.
Yeah.
Where they'd show somebody up on stage talking, like, about, you know, giving a narration for the game that you're about to see, and I'm like, I don't fucking care who you are or what you have to say. Show me the fucking game. You know, that was kind of annoying. And you had, you know, Sony who wasn't showing people up on stage talking, but were showing like the nice dramatic stage show they were putting on for everybody else in the crowd. That stuff meant nothing to us because we weren't there to experience it. I mean, yeah, I can understand that it was probably cool if you were there.
Oh yeah.
But me at home sitting in my air conditioned house going, all right, well, are you gonna show me something? Like, why am I seeing a bunch of fucking idiots, you know, playing music in front of a waterfall that's sending cool symbols down? Why is this happening?
I don't understand.
But it didn't make any sense. Like, I knew what it was eventually coming up to show it, like to show what it was going to represent, Uncharted. But at the same time, I was just like, I don't really care about this. But you know. Overall, you know, a decent E3. They showed off a lot of games. They showed off a lot of stuff. Nintendo finally figured out that you don't show people over and over again doing ridiculous shit on stage. Just show us games. Although they did interrupt themselves a few times with, you know, we had the freaking producer for Zelda come up there and pull out the fucking Triforce or the Master Sword and be like, oh, where'd this Master Sword come from? I was like, I don't fucking care. Why are you showing this to me?
Put
that fucker... You know, put it down, shut the fuck up, show me the next trailer. And all they did was show us the freaking DLC packs for Zelda, which were nothing special.
We already knew about. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it was a good E3 because they showed us a lot of shit. But there's still those little kinks.
Too long.
It was way too long. It was shorter than any E3.
No, I meant it was a week long. Normally they're only 3 days. This time it was over a week?
It wasn't over a week. It started on Friday and ended on Thursday.
Still. No, it started on Friday.
Sure, it was Friday night. But it was small conference.
It was a small conference. That was the official start of E3. I don't fucking know.
I've looked at the time slots. The earliest conference was EA. And that was Saturday.
Still, too long. 3 days, two
but
days.
But you didn't watch that many days. All you watched was Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
It was just I felt like I was missing shit for Wednesday and Thursday because there was trailers all of a sudden showing up and they're like, oh yeah, this is, why didn't you just show that during the, I don't understand why spread it out so much, and I get it because of the people who are there.
Yeah.
That's fine. But for people who are not there and are still covering this, it's kind of a douche move.
Well, you honestly, just watch the, you either watch the live
feed and YouTube on, fucking on YouTube. Sucks.
Yeah, you either watch the live
garbage.
Feed on YouTube or you wait, you know. I mean, here's the thing. I'm grateful for the fact that we can actually see E3 now. It used to be a long time ago, you had to have memberships to different sites like IGN and GameSpot to watch anything from E3.
Oh, and then when it all went public, it was like Christmas morning.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm grateful for that.
I remember the day when E3 was on papyrus.
There's a lot of stuff that we miss, but there is a lot of stuff that we miss that doesn't get shown at the conferences. There was, you know, like Crytek's Hunt showdown.
Crytek all of a sudden made a game out of nowhere?
Fucked if I, yeah. I didn't know that.
Apparently second trailer for
I was under the assumption that
Kingdom
Crytek
Hearts
was sold.
At one point.
I was under the assumption that Crytek was sold. Their whole tech and everything was gone.
Wasn't there a rumor going around, or was it official that there was another group of footage for Kingdom Hearts 3? Like on Thursday or Wednesday?
Only thing I found on YouTube was one trailer, and it was the orchestra trailer. The Japanese.
See, I saw.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me because Square Enix just loves to tickle your balls,
right?
Which the trailer really didn't show off much. It showed off some new moves and stuff like that, but the trailer was still in Japanese and had subtitles, which you showed it in America. You showed it at an American conference, and you still thought that was okay.
That was a good idea.
All right.
I want to.
That means you guys still haven't. You guys still haven't finished. Hang on.
Go ahead.
I want to correct myself. It really was Saturday. Nothing happened on Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
It was Saturday through Thursday.
Still too long. I mean, unless you're there.
But it started on Saturday night.
I'm curious how much they charged for those for that amount of time for E3.
Don't know. I don't know
don't
what public
give a shit.
Tickets were.
I don't
were.
Care.
God,
shit. But,
I'd be burned out if I was there.
So.
E3? No.
I just, like, I get your complaint, but at the same time, it's no different than any, like, it's no
to
different
me,
than
I don't know, we've been kind of getting burned out on Denver Comic Con, too, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and I think it's the drive that kills us.
well, the thing that really kills any conference, and this is true with E3, is the amount of shit that you have to cover, the amount of shit you have to attend and keep track of.
Especially
and that's part of the thing that's hard to keep track of, even for us, not being at E3, is the amount of shit that we have to watch in order to make sure we know what's going on in the industry so that we can talk about it on the podcast. Listeners, you guys probably love E3, and I don't blame you.
Yeah, because they don't have to repeat it. They're fans.
Yeah, keep in mind, we watch the conferences, and then we rewatch shit so that we make sure we catch everything. So
it's like watching a movie like
yeah,
five
we,
times.
We get a little burned out a little easy on it. So, but keep in mind, overall, the conferences were good. I think the weakest, in all honesty, was EA's, in my opinion.
Yeah. Followed by...
And that is immediately followed by Bethesda. Mm-hmm.
I thought Bethesda's was the worst.
Yeah, and for me, it's kind of a toss-up. Either one could go either way. And for you, it's mostly Bethesda because EA actually shows shit for you that you enjoy. You know, not just Star Wars, but sports. I mean, you enjoy, you know, FIFA, Madden... And those are big games for you.
Well, they did piss me off with the fucking drum line.
Yeah, so
we thought it was NCAA football. I was sold. I had my wallet out.
EA had their whole, presentation. They come out and they show the lady who's playing the main character from the campaign for Battlefront, and she's like, "Oh, you asked for a campaign."
She's fucking cute as hell, though.
I figured out why she looks familiar. Do you guys watch The League?
No.
Oh my god! She's the trophy. Holy shit! I just realized that. Holy hell!
Yeah.
She's the fucking trophy that's based off in the show. Yeah.
It took me a minute, but
holy shit! I didn't.
Sorry for the interruption, but
that's okay.
That's fucking hysterical. I was sitting there going, "This, someone."
So now when we play Star Wars, we could be the Shiva.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm sitting there going, I know her from,
still won't get it though.
from somewhere. I just can't, like.
His feet keep moving, and I'm hoping the pop filter cuts it out.
I was wondering that. Holy shit.
All right.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, so.
But she's cute as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we all agree the woman is attractive. but aside from that, to the actual presentation, she came out and she actually said, you asked for a main campaign for Battlefront, blah, 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 blah. Talked about John Boyega's tweet, which was the quote-unquote the tweet heard around the world. Never mind the fact that people were tweeting about it, months and months and months before the game ever released, asking, why isn't there a single-player campaign? EA knowingly released the game without one, but it took John Boyega, someone famous, to finally get them to go, oh.
What do you mean? I'm not famous?
We should have put a fucking campaign in there.
We're not famous.
So, yeah, they've confirmed there's going to be a campaign, and then they immediately showed the multiplayer. Thanks, EA.
A live multiplayer.
Like, do you want me to suck you off now? Like, I'm sorry. I am completely just cynical, and I'm burned out on EA's bullshit. Between the two of us, we couldn't go to E3. We'd be the fucking old Muppets.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have any balconies.
Cracking jokes on the balcony.
Could you imagine if all of us went? We'd get kicked out so fast.
Oh, my God.
Every time they'd say something. Like, especially during the Bethesda conference, they'd say, the background.
Hold on, there was no conference.
Fuck you!
Yeah. There had to be a conference first.
Creators Club, we don't need more mods!
How about Fallout 4 in VR?
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck!
So EA...
Is that because it was in 4K? No.
So here's the thing. I'm tired of EA doing the bullshit of... We are going to do something that's wrong. We know it's wrong. We don't care what the fucking fans say. Oh, somebody famous said something. We'll fix it for next time. We're sorry. And everybody fucking, forgives them. It's like being in a bad relationship and your girlfriend fucking cheats on you every fucking time. She knows it's wrong. She knows she shouldn't. But because she apologized, it's okay.
Yeah,
and they expect it to be okay every fucking time. It's like their newest PR move. They've been doing it since fucking SimCity. Ever since they did the whole fucking server shit, when they knew right from the start they shouldn't be doing it. People complained about it before the fucking game released. People wouldn't buy the game when it released because of it. People were pissed off about the DRM, and they still did it. And then they turn around and like, oh, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
But it's okay. They're the fucking BP of the gaming world.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. Yeah, it's like, fuck you guys. You know what? I'm tired of this. I'm not buying your game.
But
fuck
you want
off.
More, yes.
I won't buy Battlefront because of it, in other words.
So is this going to be one of those, I'll buy you Battlefront if you buy me Call of Duty?
But I won't buy you Call of Duty.
No. I'm buying Battlefront.
I mean, I already have my copy pre-ordered.
Told you.
Okay.
No,
that's your fault.
They have... Yeah, I get that.
I'm okay with this.
I understand why people are buying it. The thing that pisses me off is the fact that people aren't queuing into the fact that they shouldn't, because EA should know by now. You should have done this the first fucking time. You should give everyone who bought the first game their fucking money back. Or if you bought the first game, at least a discount on the next one.
Actually, I'd be happy if they were like, okay, if you bought the last game, put your UPC in, and you automatically have it pre-ordered.
Yeah, because I still have that.
I'm just saying, if you do, I do.
Even if I bought mine digitally, I bought the extra expensive one because I thought they were actually going to give more content, and they didn't. I mean, it was like, it's a fucking joke. And what's funny is they still haven't learned. With the new Battlefront 2, it comes with the $80 edition that comes with more content, but it does the same thing as the last one did. It's not real content. It's bullshit.
Well, yeah, but the thing is which edition are you getting? Just the standard?
No, I'm getting the stupid $80.
You are. So the only, I'm debating which edition I am going to get, and the only reason is because a lot of the weapons that you end up getting on the pre-order become absolutely useless within, like, the first, what, hour and a half of the gameplay on multiplayer?
I don't know. Han Solo's blaster was...
Until they nerfed
ridiculously
it.
...ridiculously overpowered for that month.
Yeah, but then everyone was given it.
Well, everybody had to earn it, yeah. Afterwards.
I mean, everybody ended up with the same fucking blaster. It was really easy to get.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I might get it. I'm getting the game. I just don't know which edition yet.
Yeah, so... That's, listeners, that's my reasoning. Please go on Facebook or Twitter and let us know, like, what your thoughts are, like, whether or not you're actually going to get it. Do you agree with me? Do you think that we should wait and say, fuck them, you know, make them earn our respect back? Or are you okay with them going, we're sorry?
It's not that, though. It's like what we were talking about earlier. Because I am such a huge fan of the series, you know, obviously the last one sucked. It was a bummer and everything like that. But because they are making the game that we've been wanting, which is Battlefront 2 from the PlayStation 2. You have to earn your shit now. You know, all three eras.
Class-based.
Free class-based. Free DLC now. No season pass.
It's Battlefield.
Still, basically. Though. But here's the thing. And like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I feel like if I don't buy it because we're voting with our wallets, I'm punishing myself. I'm not going to get a game that I want. You know?
Yeah, and I feel the opposite. I don't feel like I'm punishing myself for not buying a game. I feel like I'm punishing them because they don't deserve my fucking money.
I'm curious what you think.
I mean, I know I'm getting fucked, but... I'm on both sides of this. I feel like I'm getting fucked, but it's a product that I want, so I guess I'm just going to have to take a shot in the mouth and smile afterwards.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And I wasn't going to look at it like that, but yeah. I understand that side, and you guys understand my side, so it'll be interesting to see. I'll be interested to hear if any of our listeners want to go on Facebook and let us know. What do you guys think? Let us know. Aside from that, EA's conference overall wasn't very surprising. I mean, they showed off Madden. We were already expecting the single-player mode for Madden. It looks like it's a little more linear than FIFA, so they kind of learned...
I think they learned from how they did with FIFA.
I think they're doing the same thing when it comes to FIFA 18. They learned their lesson from 17.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like it's a lot more linear.
They're gonna continue Alex Hunter's story, but it's going to be more linear.
It looks like you can go to a different league.
Which would be nice.
Because in FIFA 17, the only league you can be a part of is the EPL, which is the English Premier League. Granted, the English Premier League is the league for football. But a lot of people, including myself, really don't... I mean, I follow the EPL, but I follow the MLS more. And it would have been kind of cool to see if
people wanted to see
MLS or Bundesliga, which is in Germany. You know, La Liga, all that, the Spanish league. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather see that kind of mixture. Play for Real Madrid, play for the LA Galaxy, Colorado Rapids, or stay in the EPL and play for Manchester United. But there was no variety, and no matter what you fucking did... No matter how good you were, it didn't even matter. So it looks
it still forced you into
a dramatic situation that you didn't need to be in.
Like, necessary.
So it looks like they kind of pull the reins back, kind of basically open the box up again and say, okay, this is what we need to change. And then put a nice little bow on it and send it back out.
So does this mean you can join the European Football League?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Like the Canadian Football League?
There is no Canadian Soccer League.
Canadian Soccer League. Says fuck you to MLS.
I'm talking about Madden, not...
I don't know. I don't know if they... I know you have to play
FIFA. I don't know where you got...
Well, no, because we started talking about Madden and then the single player.
All right.
Actually,
now I'm on track.
I'm actually kind of curious about that, actually, because I doubt it. I really do doubt it. But
with Madden?
With Madden, though, you have to go... You go through high school, then college... That's why I'm kind of curious
Madden,
whether or not...
Madden is very much just NFL. It is only NFL. It is not like Canadian or not like any of the other leagues out there. It is only the NFL.
I mean, that's what it looks like.
That would be pretty interesting, though.
It would be.
I would actually probably buy it if you could.
I know you have to. You have to play high school games.
It looks like it's going to be very predictable. It's called the long shot. So
yeah, but you have to play high school games. You do play college games. So yeah. I'm curious, why is this the reasoning? Why? Because with some colleges,
they probably do make it.
They can pay for a little amount of colleges. Yeah. Whereas NCAA, every college that is in the game, you have to pay them.
The question will be is, like, is the game going to, like, when you play for college, or are they going to name the team? Is it just going to be one of those?
Oh, no, they show...
just generic?
Oh, no, they show the Texas Longhorns.
Is that the only team you can play
for? I doubt it. I think if that was the only team you could play for, you're really... I mean, I understand staying linear, but there's a point where you're kind
of,
like...
Some of you are like, oh, it's sports. Keep in mind that, like, there are a lot of people who enjoy sports. Loach is one of them. And the one thing I want to point out... I mean sports games in general. I didn't know you like sports games.
We play hockey all the time.
We play hockey, yeah.
It's still a sport. Even with ice still. Which is not brought up at E3.
But the reason... Fuckers. they clearly aren't working on NHL
because
of
well, that's
bad
because
the last one was.
They're not going to work on it anymore because Pittsburgh won the fucking cup again.
The ice still happened in real life.
The poor Predators. Even their country music singers could save them.
So, listeners, the thing I want to point out is that there are plenty of sports fans who would play this game, and if you have to play for a certain team like the Longhorns,
they would literally just say,
"No, I will not play this." And I'm talking,
they won't play that mode.
Yeah, like they won't play that mode because. They'll say, "I refuse to play as this team, regardless of who I am."
Yeah, it's like telling somebody you can only play for Auburn, but you're an Alabama fan. like me, you cannot play for Syracuse; you have to play for Miami. I'm like, fuck you, I won't play it.
There's two
things that piss people off: politics and sports.
So that's what I'm getting at is there might be a bad idea to not use a generic college or to not offer. More choices.
They have to. I mean, I know with what was it, 2K's NBA line, there was probably about six or seven colleges you could pick from. That's fine.
Yeah.
But with Madden, if you can only pick like one or two colleges, you have to. These are your choices. Pick one or the other. You're alienating a lot of people.
Yeah. Do you think maybe this is why they canceled their college football games?
No, they can't.
No. Just follow me here.
Okay.
They canceled it. So they could take that money to buy the actual colleges so they could put them in their game.
Like, the rights, you mean?
No, they own the schools now.
Oh, no. That's not happening.
That's EA.
We do know the real reason, though. The real reason is because of the whole lawsuit on player likenesses.
Yeah, I know the actual reason.
Which is still funny as fuck to me with NCAA football. They're like, player, he looks like me. Dude, every player in that game is generic.
All right, so... Really quick, what was the biggest surprise for you at E3?
That there wasn't an NCAA football game with that drum line. Fuckers. I cried.
Josiah?
I'm trying to think, because I didn't get to actually watch a whole lot, because I worked all week, and...
It's no excuse.
I heard highlights.
Fucker.
Stop talking about highlights. Everybody loves the magazine, we get it. I mean... He fucking doesn't like finding the squirrel in the tree.
Whatever, I read pretty articles.
Probably that Nintendo had a really awesome conference from what I was told.
It wasn't bad.
Because usually Nintendo, it's like you turn it on, oh, new Zelda game, cool.
And turn it off.
Yeah, and then you shut it off. And
they actually showed off shit for the Switch, which was amazing.
Apparently there's a huge reveal trailer for Metroid Prime 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Nintendo showed a lot of first-party games.
It was just the logo.
Yeah, but that's still enough to get people excited that they're actually making one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm already good by it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All they had to say was Metroid.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Since I never owned a Nintendo console, I've never...
Yeah?
Huh?
My biggest surprise is the fact that Ubisoft's show wasn't terrible. that was the biggest fucking surprise ever. Like, I literally sat there going, wow, the only part that was awkward was with the dancing panda and Tron dancers.
Yeah, chick was her ass.
Mm. Wow.
She had a fat ass.
So nice that you had to go Italian for a second.
She had a fat ass, dude. I respect
that. I gotta look this up then.
Yeah.
I respect
Tron that. Tron ninjas, and you're going to want to be the panda.
I want to be the panda.
The panda started grinding on her. I'm like, oh.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, when it happened, I was literally sitting there going, like, when it started going on, I was like, man, Ubisoft, you had to make it awkward. Everything was going so well. Going and so you just good. Had to make it awkward.
Oh, this is what happens when you leave things to the French.
Wow.
I think the two things for me, hands down, was the announcement of the add-on for Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, that I'm was really actually, excited for that.
That was actually surprising.
Spider-Man.
Oh my god, Spider-Man looks fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I still need to watch the video.
I was texting with Mark and I was losing my shit over Spider-Man.
Lost my goddamn mind watching that. Like, seriously, it's your Batman only with Spider-Man
powers. Yeah, I instantly had Down syndrome. Like, I acted full retard.
Like, there were no old man puppets in the room when that game came up.
It was over.
I'd have to say my next biggest surprise was actually seeing Beyond Good and Evil 2.
It was rumored that it was being made already.
That's the thing. Like, Loach and I had talked about this before. It was rumored that it was going to be made, but the original creator,
said it wasn't going to be there,
that they had nothing to show, and that there was nothing to talk about. And then he's there showing off the fucking game. I'm like, you fucking liar. I mean,
well, he showed off the trailer.
I mean, he's French, so it's kind of expected. But... if we have any French listeners, you probably shouldn't listen to us.
We're sorry. We're sorry.
Yeah, we're the EA of podcasts. We're sorry.
Whoa. whoa.
And all we had to do was apologize.
Whoa. I feel so, like we took it too far there.
So,
or did you
Beyond Good and Evil 2 trailer, it was great.
It was beautiful.
It was really pretty. It was really nice looking. There's no doubt in my mind that EA can pay for... Or that not EA, but Ubisoft can pay for a good trailer. I didn't see any gameplay, so I still don't know what the game's actually going to look like.
That's not a surprise, though.
Or what it's going to end up being, you know, being about, or whether or not it'll actually play the way they're describing it. But, yeah, I'm interested in seeing what comes about from it. I'm excited for it. And, you know, hopefully after this trailer, the game won't drop off and never exist again. Because the last one had a really good teaser trailer. And then it dropped off and no one ever saw anything from it again.
Or it could be like Kingdom Hearts 3 and show a trailer and not come out for another 5 or 6 more years.
So, I mean, games that really stuck out for me were in a lot of Sony lineups.
Yeah, Sony had a huge ass lineup.
Microsoft had, you know, they showed off Forza 7. Not gonna buy it, but I mean, it looks really pretty. I'm sure a lot of fans of Forza will be happy about it. I haven't really liked the UI for a while, so I've been kind of drawn more to Forza Horizon. So the next Horizon, I'm looking forward to playing. We'll see that at the next E3, I'm assuming, in 4K. I do want to say that out of everyone in the conferences, Microsoft was the most annoying because they said 4K about 15 times and it drove me
4K, 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 4K!
Yeah, it was just every fucking time. They're like, oh, you're watching this
at least
4K.
The fans were alive.
4K, I was just like, yeah, other than EA's. Jesus, man. Like, the people didn't know when to clap. They're like, are we at the same conference together? Like, are we supposed to be watching this?
Oh, wait, he said clap. No. Oh, no, he forgot.
The fact that they announced Cuphead's release is going to be in September. Fucking excited as hell for that. $20. Listeners, if you have no idea about Cuphead, I strongly suggest you go onto YouTube
and watch. It's going to be like Mega Man hard, and we're going to lose.
Won't care. That game looks awesome. I finally went and looked it up. Yeah, that's going to be
good. Goddamn, yeah. I mean, the quality behind that looks fucking amazing, so... it's $20, a little more pricey than I thought it was going to be, but hey, with the amount of time they've spent on it and how good it looks, I'm sure it's going to be worth the money. They showed off Anthem. Anthem was the big, like, was one of the big things. So Anthem was shown off at EA, and a lot of people were losing their shit over a teaser trailer, and it was just a teaser. And they showed, what's funny is they show this mech suit, and even watching the actual gameplay when the guy's getting in, that looks so uncomfortable. Trying to squeeze into that time. Like, that suit looks 4 times thinner than the actual person getting into it.
No, I was watching that, like, watching the character get in, I was like, where do your balls go?
Right? Like, is the padding gel? Because that's the only way I'd want to try this.
Yeah, because that was the first thing
just,
in my head.
It just looked so awkward and cumbersome.
While you guys are thinking that, I'm like, huh. this is a different game, I think.
No, seriously.
You're
like watching
huh,
your character.
Where's his
like,
balls go?
Push their legs in to get in it.
But here's the weird thing. They show a teaser trailer at EA. They show a teaser trailer, just the teaser trailer. People are like, oh man, this is going to be the next great thing. That's all they see is just a teaser, and then they say you're going to see the actual gameplay at Xbox. Wait, what? You show a teaser trailer for your next big IP from BioWare at your convention, but you don't show the actual gameplay. You wait to show it at someone else's conference because they don't have enough games to show?
It's not. I don't think it was that. I think it was more of the hype. I think more people would have been watching, too.
You know, maybe.
That could be a legitimate thing, right?
Yeah,
there.
But I mean, it's BioWare.
Especially
people, know who owns BioWare.
Well, no, I get that, but I think it's just because of the announcement of the Xbox One. Okay, we're gonna do this game in 4K.
I think it was more of let's give Microsoft another 4K game to look at.
But everybody who's at home is not gonna see it in 4K.
Yeah. I mean, the nice.
So
thing,
I missed half the game.
So the nice, like the nice thing about the, you know, the freaking Xbox One X, stupid name. it's just a bad name.
Just call it Xbox.
The Xbox One X. At this point, yeah, why not?
Yeah, just call it right? Xbox.
It's the replacement for all the Xboxes.
That plays and does the same thing as all the
You
other
call
Xboxes.
The Xbox One S. Why is it called the S? Because it's slow.
Like mentally slow?
Both.
I thought that's because it was smaller.
No.
Okay,
the X,
that
the X,
I gotta admit, though.
The X
that
is actually smaller.
The X is ridiculously small.
Yeah, the X is actually smaller.
It's smaller than that.
What's really funny is the fact that they were like, oh, you know, the crazy thing was, they were like, oh, it uses vapor cooling, which is heat pipes. I was like, congratulations, you just said the same thing that is in every Xbox console since the Xbox 360 failed 52%, you fucking idiots. Yeah. Newsflash, listeners, heating pipes have been in the Xbox ever since that, because
I'm sticking with my VCR.
The original Xbox One.
So far, every game coming out for Xbox, I can get on PC that I want to play.
Well, yeah, see, that's...
Yeah.
And that's
the only
to me,
so far
but see,
is
that's the Halo. Biggest downfall for that thing, for the Xbox One X, whatever, the Scorpio. The biggest downfall for the Scorpio is the simple fact that it still works on Windows for PC, and it works on all the other consoles before it, except for, obviously, the 360. And then you throw a $500 price tag on top of that.
Yeah, keep in mind.
Who the fuck's going to buy that?
Listeners, keep in mind, for $500, a PC gamer, if somebody has a PC already for $500, rather than buying an Xbox, they can buy a brand new GTX 1080. That's a graphics card. And put that in their system. That will already be nearly twice as powerful as that one console.
But I'm just saying, like, in the overall scheme of things, don't you think that was a little bit ass backwards?
No, because my friends, oh, man, you guys would have blown a fucking gasket watching my
feed. But you know what I'm, but you see what I'm saying, because
all
right?
It was, oh my god, Xbox One X, whatever, take my fucking money. I'm like, really, you idiots?
So, waste money
Here's
on a
the thing,
system
though,
that already, you already have, that you're going to be able to play the same fucking game
on? And that's
on?
The thing.
People will buy...
A gimmick.
The next system, just because it's the next system.
Right.
I know this. Shit. I bought the PS4 Pro because I wanted my games to look as good as they possibly can. I get it. They don't want to buy a PC if they don't already own a PC. If you already own a PC, it is pointless to own this console.
But I own the
so
white
if your
PS4,
friend,
I'm fine.
Yeah, and you're okay with that.
Yeah.
That's
it's
stuff,
just so hard to justify it for
that,
me.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't make you go, I have to have it.
Yeah.
For me, like when the PS4 Pro was shown, I was like, I have to have it. Why? Because I want my games to look at the highest possible quality ever. When I look at the Xbox One X, I already have a PC that does that. I have no reason ever
to buy
that new
and
console.
And that's
going to
be the system's biggest downfall. It's the fact that you can play it on any game you buy, you play on PC and Xbox that you already fucking own, and you don't have to upgrade on a system and pay an extra $500. I'm sorry. That is the biggest fucking mistake they possibly...
Yeah,
and the worst thing is that they let off with that part and then gave the price tag. They should have just done it in one shot, ripped the Band-Aid off, and get it over with.
Yeah, the price tag really is the downer, listeners. $499. $500 price tag. Now, granted, listeners, that's the price tag that
so
I predicted.
With tax, that's what? $530?
Easily, yes. Listeners, with a $500 price tag That's what I predicted. And here's the thing. I said a long time ago, $500 is completely justified given the tech that is in that system. And it still is. When you justify it with the tech there, that's there, it does not justify it for a consumer, though. Because from a marketing standpoint, the consumer is going to sit there and families and all these people that they want to attract that aren't going to go over to the one to the Xbox One. If they haven't bought a 1S, they have almost no intention of buying a 1X. So if somebody does decide, you know what, I want to get an Xbox because I don't want to buy a PC, so I'm going to buy an Xbox One. When they go to the store and they see an Xbox One S and an Xbox One X, they're going to sit there and go, yeah, it's pain in the ass to say those two at the same time. So they're going to look at the two and they're going to say, okay, one has been dropped by $50 already. That's the S. The S is now $250 minimum. So at $250, they're going to be sitting there going, so if I buy this one, I can still play all the other games that I can play on the X, and the X is $500?
Yeah.
Yes. The store is going to say yes. The only justification they can give that person, because the S does 4K Blu-ray, it does UHD, it does UHD streaming, it does HDR, it does all those things. The only thing they can tell the other person is, well, it offers 4K gaming. And the consumer is going to go, so it costs $500 so I can play games at 4K? What is this one playing at? 1080p. That person is going to go, well, I'll pay the $250. I'm not going to pay double the price for this. Like, that's that to a consumer, to an average consumer, is lunacy to think to pay twice the price for something that does practically the same thing, just at a higher resolution.
So my thing is that I feel like Microsoft backed themselves into a corner and didn't know how to get the hell out. Okay, if we make the Xbox One X, what if we just make games just for that system? Well, then you're alienating everybody else. And then you're forcing people to buy a new, technically a next-gen console.
They made their mid-step too high.
So they all of a sudden backed themselves into a corner by saying, well, whatever you could do on the X, you could do on the S and the original Xbox One. Okay, so then why would I buy this? And it's just such a double-edged sword with them right now that they literally might as well just give up. Like, well, they seriously just fucked themselves in every way possible. There's no way of getting out of that corner.
Yeah, their biggest problem is the fact that they couldn't turn around and make the Xbox One X its own thing
and do exclusive games,
because that's a next-gen console.
Yep.
And everyone who's already a gamer is going to go, whoa, no.
That's too soon.
That's too soon.
3 years?
you've already had your system. That's it. This is supposed to be a mid-level step, right? And the other problem is they've made their mid-level step so high and so expensive to make that they have to go, okay, well, we can't make it $400 because that's the same price as our competitors. Well, why not? If you made your console more powerful than your competitor and made it for the same price and it has more capabilities, you're going to force your competitor to be competitive. So he's going to have to sit there and go, okay, we're going to have to drop the price of our console. It's
a very ass-backwards way of doing shit right now.
It's a stupid way to do things of saying, okay, we're $500 because our console's so much more powerful. Most people don't care. A majority of gamers don't care. The ones who care are super fanboys and are just willing to pay a tremendous amount of money for their consoles regardless.
And those are people who already have 4K TVs, too.
Those are the same people who went and bought a 1S the day they came out regardless because it was a new console. They didn't care. They knew that the Scorpio was coming out. They still bought it. So you're not creating any more of a market for yourself. You're not taking over any of the market that's already at the PS4 Pro side of things, because Sony sitting there saw $500 and said, we're fine. We're $400. We're still $100 cheaper than your console at our highest level, and we still offer 4K. And yes, listeners, the PS4 Pro does do 4K. In fact, it has a few games that are 4K native. And so Microsoft saying that it's the only true 4K system, that's a lie. That's literally a lie that they're telling you. So don't buy into the marketing bullshit. Phil Spencer's not, you know, he's not a god when it comes to knowledge. He only does what they tell him to say. He knows some of the development side of things, but, you know, and he seems like a nice guy. But at the same time, he's trying to sell you a console and sell you on an idea.
Because he used car salesman.
Because he's being kind of pushed into this. I mean, he knew going into this that, yeah, we don't have a whole lot of exclusives. So what happens? They show off 20, they're going to have 22 exclusives.
20 of them are going to be canceled.
And then they showed off a trailer to show off some of the future cancellations. They showed off a teaser trailer to show some of those exclusives. But you could tell that those exclusives weren't originally going to be just for Xbox. They went and bought the third party licensing for all of these games.
Well, like one of the first games they show is Metro.
Yeah.
Which is multi-platform.
Hang on, I'm going to get that. They show all these exclusive games they had to go buy in third parties to make games exclusively for the system. So, yeah, they realized that they had fucked up and that they were lacking in the exclusives area compared to where they started. But that doesn't mean that they're really trying to make up for it, because as soon as they talked about their 22 exclusives,
yeah,
that's when they showed off Metro, like you said. You know, that's a multi-platform game, and all they showed it for was because it's going to be in quote unquote 4K.
Really excited for it though.
Oh yeah, extremely excited for it.
Yeah, but I can play that on my Xbox. I'll just play it on my PS4.
Yeah, you can play it on your PS4. You can play it on your Xbox One. You can play it on any system, including your PC. So yeah, I mean, it was just kind of became this kind of convoluted bullshit that everybody was just like, oh, you know, and you could tell the people were like, oh my God, it's amazing. And I'm just like, it really, is it amazing though? I mean, I bought the PS4 Pro, but keep in mind, listeners, I wasn't overly impressed.
My biggest thing is why they should have never, ever released the Xbox One S. That should not have been a thing. It should have gone strictly from the Xbox One original to the Xbox One X.
I agree and I disagree. And
I meant marketing-wise. If they were smart about it, that would have sold consoles.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
The middle step killed them.
The only part that I disagree is I think that the Xbox One S, that should have been the first console.
Oh, well, yeah.
like literally, there's...
I like
there's,
my VCR!
Don't get me wrong. I love the Halo console the way it looks, but there is literally no reason why that console is that large to begin with.
I like VCRs.
I mean, cool. It's fucking massive. And look at what happened. Like, they come out with this. Seriously? There is no reason why that console had to be that large.
Yeah, like, it made sense with the PS2 when they went from the big brick to the slim.
Yeah.
That makes sense. This one, all it made me think was, why was it so big in the first place?
Yeah, the PS2 to the...
Because they wanted to hit the 80s retro
the
feel.
The PS2 to the Slim made sense. Why? Because the PS2 to the Slim, like, that was years and years and years apart, and when the Slim came out, it was towards the end of that console's life cycle. I mean, it was literally eight years into that console's life.
Like 7 years, so 7 or 8.
It came out, and you might be right, it might have been 7. It came out and it was less than half the size of that console. It was stupidly small. So it was like, yeah, it makes sense. That many years apart, absolutely the console would get smarter.
But see, I didn't buy a Slim. I didn't buy a Slim because my PS2
was still working.
Was still fucking working. That thing was a champ.
So
king of consoles, man.
PS3 to the slimmer made sense. The technology was getting smaller and they were having to use a proprietary CPU to do it. The PS3 had to go from like this huge ass fucking, you know, cell processor.
The fucking fat boys.
To the mid-range one because they finally figured out how to make the CPU smaller. And then they took another one down to that size.
I hate that one though. I hate that slide top shit.
I'm not a huge fan of it myself.
I like how small it is.
I like how small it is. I'm not a huge fan of the slide top.
It felt so cheap.
Agreed. Again, it made sense with the Xbox, and it came out with a console that was 40% smaller. Like, holy shit, what the fuck? Like, why wasn't this the way you made it the first time?
I told you, 80s nostalgia VCRs.
But
honestly, granted, that should have been the first one to go, that should have been launched as the original Xbox One. But the fact that they made that the middle bastard child,
yeah,
killed the new big brother of their systems.
Agreed.
Whatever chance, I don't know what they're thinking. If they're really trying to think that this system's going to catch up to where PlayStation is,
I think Sony is.
They're going to have a hard time. I think Sony is well aware
that it's not going to do it. I don't think they have anything to worry about, and I think Microsoft is well aware as well that it's not going to catch them up. It's not going to.
I just want to know what they're. Could you imagine being in that office room? when they're coming up with this shit, they're right, like, we're going to make the baddest, biggest
right
system.
Right now, PlayStation is at the same point they were with the PS2. They're actually outpacing the PS2 in sales.
Which is weird.
And, you know, they're at that point where you can slap PlayStation on something and it'll sell. Because it's PlayStation. So they're back with their branding. You know, being very strong. So
yeah, they're saying that when this life cycle ends, the PS4 will be the new king of systems over the PS2.
It's possible. If it continues to sell out for the 10 years of its life.
I think so, on top of that, amount. With the population growth and all that kind of stuff.
But that's scary. That's scary because that system, the PS2 is still one of my favorite systems of all time.
I think that's the king of systems.
It's a natural evolution.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Tell that to Microsoft.
Yeah.
But
everything in evolution always works.
Look at the duck-billed platypus.
Look at the human race.
I'm sorry, I don't have any head and shoulders dandruff.
So getting back to the conferences, one of the other things that stuck out with was, you know, with Anthem. Anthem was this big thing from BioWare, and the reason why I bring this up is because BioWare is known for its narrative. It's known for its incredible storytelling, which has drastically fallen off as of late with Mass Effect.
That was a great game, though.
And, you know, Mass Effect Andromeda was just...
Yeah, the Mass Effect trilogy
not,
is great.
Mass Effect Andromeda was just not good. Like, the writing was bad. Like, there were so many problems with the listeners we could go on. We've literally gone on for hours over it. So,
I was gonna say, we've already talked about this.
But moving on, with Anthem, you know, you see Anthem in the in-game, like, gameplay, you can see clearly... Every single resource of BioWare was shifted over to that game.
We know where the budget went.
We know where the budget went. You fucked off on Mass Effect. You cannot lie about it because we can see it.
That was my first thought as soon as they started showing, like, even the teaser trailer, and then even more so with the gameplay. My first thought was, this is why Mass Effect sucked.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no, absolutely. And you're not alone. There are tons of fans who sat there and going... Like, this is absolutely it. This is the reason why Mass Effect sucked. It was the reason why Mass Effect was not the quality we come to expect from this company. And it's because everything got devoted towards Anthem. And the thing I'm concerned with Anthem, though, is that it was so similar in the fact that it's an open, large open world. And I say this in quotes because it's really just going to be a large open area for whatever levels you go into. And it just seems so much like their version of Destiny. That I'm worried it has no story. I'm worried it has no real narrative to continue to make you playing. And because, especially when they're like, go out and discover your own story, I'm like, I don't want that from BioWare. I want you guys to bring me into a world and give me a narrative and make me follow it.
I come to BioWare like a small child looking for guidance with my one hand held up going, Mommy, please take me to cookies.
Wow. Yeah.
I agree. That is a great analogy for gamers.
I can't believe
when
that
they
was
come to a BioWare game. Absolutely.
There's some games that I don't want to have my hand held, and then there's some other games where I want them to pick me up and carry me.
I want you to coddle me. Yeah. I want you to coddle me and tell me a story.
I need new friends.
Yeah, and that's listeners, that's the thing I'm concerned with Anthem is, yes, it looks very pretty and the gameplay looks like it's going to be fun. But I've already got Destiny. I don't need another game without a narrative and without story.
Yeah, it really reminded me a lot of The Division.
Yeah.
In that way, like, and The Division had a story, I think.
Very thin.
It did have a story. Unfortunately, it didn't expand beyond the ending of when you were at the game.
I feel like they gave up on that game way too soon.
Yeah. Agreed.
Way too quick. Instead of they should, we should be Miles seeing right. Destiny 2 or The Division 2, honestly.
Miles is right. I remember we were talking about it, and he's like, "Well, the story looks a little thin. Josiah looks like he'll have fun with it." As he said that, I was watching the video, and
yeah, with the fucking mortar. That was the moment we were both thinking the same thing.
Yeah, that was the part where he launched all the missiles off. Yeah, I was just like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna love this. It may not have story, but I'll get to blow shit up real good."
Yeah, but I think they gave up on The Division 2 quick. And Ubisoft should have sold something off of second one.
Well, Ubisoft should have done a lot of things with The Division. I mean, that really, their whole plan with that thing.
That potential for that game was unreal.
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to open up the entire island of Manhattan originally. Yeah. And then they were like, yep, not going to do it.
We're going to give up on this. Are you fucking kidding? This is a great game.
What happened?
It's a great game. And they just cut you off at the knees.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, but that, you know, again, that was Ubisoft. This is you know,
cautiously
this
optimistic.
Isn't Ubisoft. This is EA. This is BioWare.
I feel like
hopefully
Destiny is gonna...
BioWare will release something that shows that yes, there is a story. You are going to be able to follow certain things. You're going to be able to discover more of this universe and unlock, you know, more story in this universe. But that would be great. If not, though, because one of the things that's concerning with it is, like Destiny, you can run into other players in this open world, and that right there told me, oh, so you really have no direction.
Yeah, but here's the thing also, is that this game doesn't come out until after Destiny. Destiny 2.
This comes so out this, in 2018, this, like this a lot game. Of the games we saw.
What was EA for you? 4K, 2018!
Yeah, so really all this E3 taught me was that gaming is taking a year off.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well,
not at all.
No, I agree. I see where he's coming from, and I see where you're coming from. The games that we've been waiting for are finally showing up.
But next year.
Remember that.
But a lot of the ones that we really want to play are next year.
Okay, so there are still a few coming out. Yeah, South Park.
Yeah, that stripper mode game is going to be great.
But the majority of the games that I was looking forward to either got pushed back to 2018
or just
got announced for 2018. Yeah.
Essentially, it's this fall and then 2018.
Yeah, it's from like
which really kind of sucks because these games got a lot.
Yeah, Shadow of War, Battlefront, FIFA 18, Madden. You have.
I mean, I'm gonna be busy. I got Madden and.
I believe A Way Out is also supposed to be scheduled for this year, right?
August
until it gets canceled.
September.
I'm really looking forward to that game, actually.
Yeah, I mean, if
Days Gone, isn't that this year?
It looks really good.
Days Gone, I still believe, is
2018. I think it's
2018.
As soon as I saw that, all Kingdom I could think Hearts was, man, we need to start recording videos of us playing that game together.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be a good one.
The Crew 2
oh, no.
is, the Crew
we
2 is going to be...
That actually,
Crew 2 is going to be this year.
Hold on. Actually, that's
Far
a bit,
Cry 5 is supposed to be this year. I don't care about Far Cry 5, but I don't know if any of you guys do.
I kind of want to play Far Cry 5 with him.
You know, Assassin's Creed Origins. I don't know if Miles didn't
really
sound
care.
Like he was really into it. I'm not into it.
I'm the only probably the only one who's gonna give
okay.
it a chance.
So
the Crew 2
that's coming
though?
Out this year. South Park's coming out this year.
Maybe it's
Wolfenstein 2.
I forgot
coming out
that's
this year.
Coming out this year. Never mind.
That is actually surprising.
Dishonored 2's expansion. We don't care about that, but it is coming out this year. Evil Within 2 is coming out this year.
What about Horizon Zero Dawn?
That one I want to see.
Mario Odyssey is coming out this year. Mario Odyssey looks fucking great.
Yeah.
After that trailer, like, dude, when they showed that you could put the hat on a fucking T-Rex and be a T-Rex, I was like, fucking salt.
Or you could put the hat on a tank and be the tank.
Yeah.
Nice.
Be a Mario tank. It was fucking awesome. Yeah, that game looks great. It looks like a lot of fun.
So it doesn't look stupid anymore?
It doesn't look stupid anymore. Well, here's the thing. They've actually shown what the gameplay is supposed to be, rather than like I said, Nintendo doesn't know how to make trailers. They literally don't. It's like they make the first trailer for a game and like, I don't know, like,
where are we
show
going?
Mario jumping around on stuff? Should we show him running around in a real world city with people?
Doing shrooms?
Like, what the fuck, so guys? I mean, show what the actual game is going to be like. They finally show what the actual gameplay is going to be like. Where, like, the hat, like, why the hat has eyes and shit.
Yeah,
you throw it at things, and Mario becomes
possesses
those.
Yeah.
Like, he possesses them.
Huh.
So, I was like, all right. So, Mario. I was like, Mario.
Poltergeist?
Yeah, Mario Exorcism. I was like, all right, I'm done with this.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there was mention of a Kirby game coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nintendo has some
They're finally
parties.
Showed up.
And
so,
a Yoshi game.
So, really quick, listeners, to sum up the games for this year also is Marvel vs. Capcom's coming out this year.
Getting that.
Uncharted Lost Legacy is coming out this year, which is a game that originally was supposed to be just an expansion and has become so big that they actually have to sell it as a separate disc. It's $40, and they said it is actually almost a full length Uncharted game.
Jesus,
I saw that, I bought the expansion, even though the expansion was mostly just multiplayer, and the expansion on it was, I think when I paid for the expansion, it was $20, and it was literally it was supposed to be the map packs and shit. And then they're like, yeah, and then it's gonna come with a mission DLC, and they're like, well, oops. So they're like, if anybody who bought the expansion, they get the full Lost Legacy
wow
game.
and I'm now kicking myself in the ass for not having bought
that. I don't think it's too late, though.
So, it is. They stopped selling the pass a while back when they discovered that it was going to be much longer than they thought it would be. So, I think that's awesome.
Good move.
The game is coming out soon, but the fact that they are willing to honor the season pass originally and say, you know what, you paid your money, we promised you DLC, and you're getting it. That's a company that I fucking can get behind. Fucking EA. Bastards. Yeah. I will suck the Naughty Dog dick all goddamn day over EA's "we're sorry."
We're sorry.
Yeah. That's coming out.
The Crew 2 actually looks really good.
Horizon Zero Dawn's expansion's coming out. That's going to be fucking awesome. That's coming out. Agents of Mayhem's supposed to come out this year.
That's right. Destiny. That's out like a couple weeks.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm still.
Did you hear it? So it's not Saints Row, but we're adding Gat from Saints Row.
Destiny 2's coming out this year. Knack 2's coming out this year. Gran Turismo Sport's coming out this year. Yakuza's coming out this year. Ace Combat 7's supposed to be coming out this year. Oh, are they? Have they said 2000? Okay, I thought it was this year.
No, they pushed that.
No, they officially pushed it to next year.
Yeah. So, when you guys say that there aren't any games coming out this year, there is a shit ton of games coming
out
this year.
Maybe it just feels like, it just felt like everything they showed off at E3.
But the thing
was,
the one thing I want to bring over is keep in mind in E3, for years E3 used to be only like showing stuff that was coming out in the future. They never showed off stuff for that year. It was always, here's Halo 2, it comes out in 2 years. Here's God of War 2, comes out in a year. Here's, you know, it was always like that. We never used to get stuff for
fucking
like the same year. So, when Sony came out, and Sony was like, here's all of our games, sorry, most of them are coming out this year, I was like, that's funny.
That's funny. You're silly.
Because to me, it was like, to me, the biggest violator of the 2018 rule, or the 2018...
The 2018 thing, rule. I'm going with this rule.
The 2018, you know, showing off future games... was Microsoft. Microsoft showed off more games coming out for the next year than they did for games that were coming out this year on their system.
I love that. The 2018 rule.
When they have a brand new system being launched this year, they had more games showing that were coming out next year than they did for this year. So, you know, Nintendo finally showed... But here's the thing, though. Going back to Nintendo...
I think Nintendo is actually the biggest culprit because the games we really want are next year.
Absolutely. Here's the thing.
They're
Nintendo,
the biggest culprit.
Nintendo, as much as we love the fact that you're finally showing off these
games...
You're
trying to sell the Switch, but yet you made everything
Mario Odyssey should have been a launch title. Yoshi should have been a launch title.
Kirby
should have been a launch title.
Metroid.
Metroid Prime should have been a launch title. Xenoblade Chronicles 2 should have been a launch title. All of these games should have been ready for fucking launch, which means your console launched a year too soon.
Yeah, they all should have came up within 6 months of the release of the system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam.
Pokemon game. That should have been at launch.
That one I'm actually kind of glad it's not coming out.
Yeah, because you had to buy a system.
No. It's actually because it's too soon in the development cycle. The way they do this is they'll do a full story game, a mid-step / remake,
right,
and then another.
So Pokemon, what you're saying is Pokemon fans have gotten to the point where they just submitted to the fact that they just get re-released shit over and over again.
Yeah,
right, get away with it.
But they changed
this
it
explains the EA thing with you guys.
They changed it enough to make it worth buying. Yeah.
In 4K, fuck off.
We're sorry.
You're not kicking me while I'm down. I understand why I do things the way I do.
Like, it makes sense in my world. You don't have to understand it. But
no, the funny thing is had they had any of those games at launch, I probably would have bought one for Kirby, and all you'd hear is me bitching about how flimsy the fucking console is.
That's definitely...
Every other day, I almost broke my Switch.
Well, like that Mario Rabbids game, the one that looks like a Mario RPG, I'm actually excited for that. That would actually sell me on getting a Switch. That right there, I even told him.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm actually interested in getting a Switch now. And then they showed Kirby and fucking Yoshi and the new Mario and Metroid. I was like, okay,
yeah,
I'm going to end
like,
up getting
I guess I'm going to have to buy a Switch.
My statement still stands. I'm holding out for an XL model, and most of the games that I want are coming out.
Here's the thing,
next
I don't
year.
Know if they'll actually do it. They need to.
They need to. I don't think,
but I don't know if they'll actually do it.
I don't think they will.
I have a feeling that they're going to.
That's fine.
If not, then I'll...
It's
I'll
a
get,
good feeling. It's a fizzy. Right at the like center of his groin.
I'm not gonna be him and be
What's going on, guys?
I respect your answer, but you're wrong. That's him.
Yeah, what's funny is most of the time
I'll just buy a regular one, but...
I hope they make an XL, honestly. Because I feel like I'd get more, you know, you're getting more bang for your buck, I guess is the best way to put it. But all the Nintendo did the most ass-backwards thing. You're right. All these games should have been at launch, but they're next year.
Yeah.
I'm like...
So the system...
So you came out too soon.
Came out a year too soon.
He likes fish sticks.
So, like... Some of the biggest hype I think I had for games, like seeing things, was amazingly enough, the Crew 2 looks really appealing. I probably still won't buy it because the bad experience that I had with Crew, because the first one, it wasn't the idea. I loved the idea. The problem I had with one was the physics mechanics. And the driving was so bad.
Yeah, it was
just like I can't do this.
It was the servers were horrible.
So, you know,
I remember trying to do the beta on the Crew, and it was just fucking...
Yeah.
If they offer a demo,
the beta was fine.
If they offer a demo for the Crew 2, I'll play it and see if I want to buy it.
Did you hear what they added? Instead of cars, it's actually speedboats, like racing boats.
Demo for
it. And the Red Bull racing plane.
I saw they were offering a beta, or they're offering a demo, though.
There's a lot of new shit. It looks fun. I know, you don't give a fuck.
The only thing for me the Crew has right now is that you have multiple choices of vehicles. Now you can fly a plane, do boats, all that kind of stuff.
So, the Crew 2 looked really cool. Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones had me until they said it was multiplayer only.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you're going to be pirates. I was like, fuck yeah, another pirates game. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, but you can only stay in the boat. And when you board another boat.
It's automatic.
It's like an RTS.
Yeah, you send your NPCs over there and they fight. I was like, that's not... fun. That's
not very piratey.
That's not piratey. That's me sitting on a boat watching other people be pirates.
That's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, that's and what then they're like,
because I was like, what's gonna happen? Yeah. Because Josiah should be controlling the ship as I leap off the ship.
And what's funny is a lot of people are like, oh man, I've wanted this ever since Assassin's Creed. I'm like, the thing that made Assassin's Creed Black Flag so fun was the fact that you could have these fucking battles, and you boarded the other ships, and you were a pirate.
You fucked this people up.
This is you're a ship. That's it. You're a ship. You know, it's the equivalent of running around in World of Tanks. So if it's free to play, I'll play it.
No, you know it won't be.
Oh no! You're gonna make me play this game if it's free. No, I'm not.
If it's like World of Tanks,
free.
You're gonna play it once.
It won't be free.
No, yeah.
Play this with me.
No,
JonBenet Ramsey's on the other boat.
I was gonna say I can't get you to play World of Tanks with me now.
Well, you're also never online, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I probably would play it actually more with it.
Another game that caught my eye was Wolfenstein 2. Wolfenstein 2 looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it does.
Totally sold. Totally sold. I just don't want to pick up everything.
I'm mad at Bethesda, but I want to buy this game.
Why are you mad at Bethesda? Is it the amount of Skyrim?
Shit show.
Yes, actually.
Is it because the only thing they show
is
off is Skyrim all the fucking time?
And they brought back paid mods.
We have Skyrim!
God, they're milking the fuck out of that.
Yeah, you know how
coming
I avoid.
The,
you know how. Hey, Josiah, you know how I avoid paid mods? I don't buy them.
Okay, so I get that. My whole thing is I don't. Okay, how many times have you downloaded a mod and then not played with it just because? Fuck it, why not? You just downloaded it for shits and giggles and then never installed it or whatever. I don't want that to come with buyer's remorse. And then also, a lot of mods don't always play well together. So if that's I'm true. Paying for a mod, I want whatever service I have to use to come with some kind of conflict.
But again, you know how I avoid that? I don't buy
or the mod.
I just buy it.
The last time I
get that.
I played
then don't
a game
buy it.
I'm not gonna.
I don't. I think you two got mixed up in somewhere. You should have zigged where he zagged. The last time I played a game with mods was the last time I played a game with mods was actually the original Hot Pursuit for Need for Speed, and I turned my car into an X-Wing and the Millennium Falcon and a TIE Fighter. But seriously, that was the last time I ever played a game with mods. But I agree, there's sometimes where you download a mod and the game fucking hates you for it. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's why you create an earlier save.
Yeah,
before you
it's really weird.
You have to be smart when you're using mods, man.
I don't care about Bethesda as much as you guys do. I do like Fallout. Wolfenstein, I never played the first one. I think I got frustrated with it. I don't remember. Probably. I think it was because of the install, because I had the 360 still, and that install, remember that?
No.
What was it, five discs to install Wolfenstein for the 360?
I have no idea.
No, because I had it on 360.
I swear to God, it was like four discs.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, it beats Lost Odyssey. That shit was like seven discs.
Yeah.
I think it was actually eight.
Hold on, I'm going to look this up while we're talking about this, but...
Anyways.
All I remember was they handed me the case.
Wolfenstein 2 looks great. The thing that Bethesda came with was mostly VR for everything they already had.
That's also another reason I'm mad at them. I feel like I'm not getting more Doom.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
So they can put it out a second time for full price so you can play it in VR.
Here's the thing, it wasn't like really Doom. It was like, you know... you point your controller and hop around like in Batman VR, and then you fight a villain while standing there, and then you point your controller somewhere else and hop there, and that's where you fight from too. Like it was the dumbest thing ever. Like I just sat there going like, I want to know who the fuck is playing these VR games. Like, do you guys just not know what a controller is? Like, have you never played, you know, first person shooters or anything like that? Because The VR games, like, they just aren't that appealing. Like, Fallout 4, I'm sorry. I've had VR listeners. I don't see how Fallout 4 can really be that big of a difference from when I'm looking at it on screen.
Four discs.
And from when I'm looking at it on screen and looking at it on screen when it's attached to my face. I don't get it. Like, how is that going to be an even more immersive experience? I appreciate the fact that they're going to be giving it to everybody for free. If they already own the copy of the game. But I mean,
I thought you had to buy it separate.
No. They already said Fallout 4 VR is free. If it comes with the game, if you already own it. So I don't know if that applies to Doom. I'm assuming it does. But here's the thing. I just don't see it as being that big of an expansion. So why is Bethesda showing off something that was already developed? Like,
building shelters is going to be a bitch. Do you have to pick up everything a scrap? I mean,
building shelters is already a bitch.
Building shelters is already a bitch.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
It was fun for like Fallout. 5 minutes.
Yeah. Why do you think
this fucker built like a goddamn castle?
Yeah, but when I started getting to my other stuff, I was getting really tired of picking up, having to go out and pick up more stuff. I ended up just pulling up the console and fucking just typing in like literally 10,000 supplies of everything, and putting it in storage and just saying, okay, if I have to find more aluminum, fuck you. I've built too much.
For me, I feel like Bethesda used up all that goodwill that they earned with me last year. So now we're back to square one, where I make fun of them for releasing buggy games and us being their beta testers.
Listeners, Skyrim was a great game. We loved Skyrim. We were really happy when we got the remastered edition.
But how it tells me to keep
Josiah and I got them remastered for free with the PCs. So that was awesome.
Yeah,
but the thing that is annoying is how many times can you release the same fucking game, guys?
Well, it's gonna be on the Switch now, and you'd be Zelda.
Nobody cares.
It's like, yeah, it's just what the fuck, guys? Like, come on.
So really, the only games that they released are new is just the new Wolfenstein and Evil Within 2.
Evil Within 2 and the DLC for Dishonored
2. I liked Evil Within, so I mean, I couldn't shoot shit, but yeah, I liked it.
Evil Within 2. It looks really good. The story kind of fell apart for the first one, so I'm probably not going to pick up two.
I will be getting Wolfenstein, though. Absolutely. Loved the first one.
Yeah, I'll buy Wolfenstein.
Like I said, pre-ordered. I bought it. It's on sale for $10 now. I bought it so I could play it again, so I can actually... Because we were all having a big debate about characters in the trailer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm actually going back and realizing, yeah, either I didn't pay that much attention, or it's just been that long since I played.
Yeah.
But
I'm still going to go with Shizune. Nazi cyborg.
I wouldn't be surprised if Blazkowicz is a cyborg either. We'll see. That's one of the fan theories.
The Highlander.
One of the other things that caught my eye was most of it was, to be honest, listeners, most of it was from PlayStation. That's because they were showing off some more gameplay for God of War. Huge God of War fan.
Oh yeah. I am.
Fucking might as well just call it God of War Ragnarok.
Yes, pretty much.
I mean, shit, dude. His fucking axe acts like Mjolnir. I was like, oh my god.
I'm excited for this one. I always said that if they do what we were talking about, like if he just goes from mythology to mythology, I'll play when he hits Norse.
And that's really what...
And this is it.
Because, yeah, because...
I think that's what you're saying.
Norse gods make the Greek gods look like pussies.
Well, I'm pretty sure Kratos is going to make them look like fucking flowery little children.
Probably.
Is his name still Kratos? I'm just curious. I never heard it.
Yeah, it's still Kratos.
I just wonder what kind of sex scene he's going to have between him and Hell.
I don't know. His kids with him. It might be inappropriate.
I'm curious as to who his kid's mother is. Whether or not she's a Norse god or goddess. I think she could be, just because...
Was there Norse gods?
There are plenty of them.
Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's Mary Magdalene.
Tons of them, and they're all most of them are described as being really, really hot.
Is that your scientific term right there?
Think of the movie Heavy Metal.
Here.
Fair. Space Vikings.
I thought you said space fuckings for a second. I'm like...
It looks fucking amazing, and the thing that is the craziest thing that I've heard ever is how the camera works in the game. There are literally no cuts. The camera is constantly moving, and everything is rendered in real time. So everything you're seeing in that trailer is being rendered by the console as it's being played.
That's terrifying.
That is fucking amazing.
I might have to be fucking getting like, a pro.
Yeah, so when it goes to a cutscene, there is absolutely no stopping.
I literally couldn't believe it. The guy's like, yeah, there's no load times. He's like, once the game is loading, it's constantly loading as it's playing, and that camera never cuts. And the guy who was interviewing was like, how is that possible? Like, he looked at him like it was basically the equivalent of me going, bullshit.
Yeah, like,
that would have been the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, like, but you throw that word about everything.
Oh, yeah. So, like, but like that would have been what my response would have been. Like, I would have been listening to this guy going, and I'd just been like, bullshit. Like, How are you doing this?
He said bullshit, though, when they released the breakfast menu for McDonald's.
Would have held up the microphone to his face and said, so, how many orphan souls did you have to sacrifice?
What kind of black magic is this?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it's fucking nuts. Like, I can't believe that. So, you know.
I'll believe it when I see it.
And that's how I feel about EA's, that's how I feel about fucking EA's announcement of, you know, freaking free map packs for Battlefront. I'm like, yeah, right.
Actually,
I'll believe
that
when I see that.
The one thing that does scare me is they keep saying season one.
Yeah.
That is the only hesitant I got right now. I'm still getting it.
Season two story for...
Yeah, I was going to say, we already know how this goes. So what they're going to do is they're going to put the game out. Season one will be free. Season two will cost money. Gamers will bitch. And the next one will actually have free DLC.
And they'll say, sorry.
Yeah,
but I actually don't.
And you'll still buy it.
But the only reason
I
don't think
it's... to my knees and just work the shaft and cradle the balls.
But I don't think they're going to do that because they're on season two of Titanfall.
But I'm not going to make eye contact.
Listeners, Josiah's edge dealing and gestures right now. It's awesome.
I don't think. But here's the thing. I don't think they're going to do that because of what they're doing with Titanfall, too.
Titanfall hasn't been selling well, so they're trying to get new players.
Battlefront's
an established...
Right, but their biggest thing is the separation of gamers in that game, so...
All right, well, the other... I'm just naming off stuff that, like, that caught my eye, so guys, feel free to say like,
anything. I think we should finish
caught yours.
I'm just gonna name off shit.
A Way Out.
Huh?
A Way Out's the other one that caught my attention.
Yeah?
Yeah, well...
Well, we were discussing...
It's not about you.
Decided, and then when we play A Way Out, we're all gonna fuck over Miles.
We already... Didn't we already talk about that?
Yeah.
I didn't agree to this, by the way. I just want to point that out.
I just know if I play with Josiah, it's never going to finish. How far are you guys in the game? We're not.
We're not. Josiah's in solitary confinement.
What happened? He tried to light the guard on fire.
I gave up on him.
With his urine.
He made his penis into a flamethrower.
Yeah, I mean, A Way Out looks really good.
All the lighter
fluid
he drank.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Need for Speed Fast and the Furious 6 Lane.
I still need to watch the trailer for this.
Yeah. What?
The new Need for Speed.
It looks... Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. It looks fun. I'm not going to buy it. But it does look fun. I have... If I...
Star Wars. It looks fun.
Fuck you, Star
Wars. I'm not going to buy it.
You and your fucking ridiculous accusations. No, we were talking about that when we were watching it. It looks fun. It looks like
a very linear
story.
I'll play this once. I'll never play this again. Sweet. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it looks like a one-off.
Yeah, but can I make my cars look like German fighters from World War II?
You know what? Honestly,
I don't know.
The funny... No, actually, you can probably because they showed off the customization.
And yeah, you can go and find. More you can detail. Go and find
Junkers.
Old Junkers, also yeah. known as Barn Finds from Forza Horizon.
I swear to God, he's. I'm afraid if we ever do go to E3, I'm not going to be able to hang out with him. Because we're gonna be sitting there, and
dude, that's the thing is you guys are saying the same shit that like that my bosses have said when I work for advertising companies. Like, I'm afraid to have you meet clients. I don't talk this way.
No,
to clients.
I know.
I talk to them. I talk to my friends and my coworkers personally about other shit.
I can just see it though. We're in the Microsoft conference, and they're gonna say something, and all of a sudden you just crowd's dead silent, and you hear Varga go, "Bullshit! Bullshit! Bullshit!" And then he gets on stage and explains why it's bullshit. And then we're all sitting there going...
And that's how we got kicked
out of E3. And that's how we got kicked out of E3.
So, yeah, that's basically the end of that story is, and that's how I learned my lesson.
Did that play like the opener to and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode? And
yeah. Totally.
I can see you walking up to the stage and then it goes to the black... Then it goes to the black panel. This is how the gang gets kicked out of E3.
This is how they learned their lesson.
How the gang got kicked out of E3.
Oh my God, we should totally do that.
So, other games that caught my eye is obviously Uncharted. I love Uncharted. I cannot wait for that.
That one was a buy as soon as they announced it.
Yeah.
Detroit still looks interesting, but every time they show it, it looks like a different game. And I get that they're trying to show different sides of like the story because just like Heavy Rain and all those, it follows different characters throughout, and your choices all add up to one big story at the end. But at the same time, I'm like
trophy hunt for that fucking game. Ugh.
Oh my God, dude.
Be horrible.
I don't want to.
Be horrible.
That game looks really
good. Did you see all 15 endings?
Yeah, get all 15 endings. What?
Oh my God.
Play no other game for a year.
You spent more time on this than Skyrim.
So it'll be interesting to see how that game goes and how the decision making works for it. A lot of people didn't like the quick time style events that have been in the past games. I don't mind them, but I like the fact that it's like an interactive movie, so I've never had a problem with it.
I was gonna say, in certain contexts, I actually enjoy QuickTime events.
Dude, I loved Indigo Prophecy.
So
it was a great game.
If they're well done, it's when. Like 5 or 6 years ago when they were in every game for every little thing?
Yeah, now it's like hard to see. That was actually the funniest thing. It caught me off guard with the Spider-Man game, with the gameplay in the trailer, that there was QuickTime events.
Well,
I was like, wow.
That was the next thing I was going to bring up.
I'm really surprised about this.
There's one other game other than this that I wanted to bring up, and you guys feel free to jump in. The Spider-Man demo. This is the first game since Spider-Man 3, I believe. No, sorry. I'm completely
Shattered
wrong.
Dimensions?
Shattered Dimensions was the last one, right? It was Shattered Dimensions, right? Was there one after that? They haven't done very well.
They did Amazing Spider-Man's games.
Did they do
from
those?
The movies?
Oh man,
and they were garbage.
They must have been garbage.
They were.
Yeah, because I don't remember hearing about those. So this is the first Spider-Man game that's not really based off of a movie in a while. I guess is what I can say.
Yeah.
They announced that they had permission from Marvel and Sony to make their own story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and I hope that fucking suit
ends
up in
one of those
goddamn
movies. A lot of this apparently carries over from some of the comic books and stuff like that, some of the storylines. I love the gameplay for this. Like,
I wouldn't have been surprised if Rocksteady all of a sudden just showed up on the fucking screen. Because that looked like a Batman game.
Yeah, I mean, it was just fucking badass, everything about it. And the fact is, like, I enjoyed this. This is one of the biggest takeaways from E3 this year. I liked the fact that a majority of the stuff they showed was not being played live on stage. It was played on a screen. It was played locally on a screen, recorded, and then shown. It was an actual person that played it and then shown because... So many fucking things go wrong when they have somebody play live on stage.
Assassin's Creed!
It's just like, God, guys, you know what? I'd rather you just show me a game that looks good, and if you can make sure you take note of the fucking shitty bugs, which Ubisoft, hopefully you've done that, because Assassin's Creed still didn't look great.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man was the last Spider-Man game, and it tanked.
Okay. So
I played it. It was garbage.
Yeah, I mean, this new Spider-Man looks fucking awesome. I love the new suit. I love the moves. Everything about it was just Oh,
I can tell you why it tanked.
He needs to have a little.
By the time, by the time it happened, like at the end when he was like fucking saving the fucking helicopter, I had shot webbing everywhere.
Jesus Christ, we need to have a talk.
I know.
About what? You sat there and said the girl on stage had a nice ass.
She did.
I said I shot webbing.
I didn't.
Fuck you.
That's gross, Michael.
Now let's go ahead and web sling your way to this.
No, it looks really good. I think I want to see more with his lines, because I felt like he could be, he didn't seem as like sarcastic or as funny as.
Really, I thought he was great.
I didn't say he was bad. I just, I feel like it needs to be a little bit more. But honestly, that game looks perfect. The one game I'm honestly
saving
waiting.
The bad guys from.
See,
the bad guys?
I'm looking forward to the cameos, because at the very end of the trailer,
too.
They showed
Miles
Morales.
Morales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They showed Miles taking. He was the one taking the picture, and
yep.
then he ran
yeah.
off.
Are they gonna have other Spider-Men in it?
Venom, Carnage.
You know, I think Carnage should be the main baddie.
Yeah, Carnage,
I don't think he is.
Carnage
is he?
Needs spotlight.
Probably not, but he should be.
What's the game rated?
Don't know.
Don't know.
Probably
hasn't been rating it.
I was gonna say if it's not M rated, then it's not Carnage.
Well, no. Even if
I'm gonna guess a T or M.
It has to be, with the amount of violence.
Well,
possibly.
My guess though, it's probably gonna be T.
Could be mature.
But the last game that I wanted to talk about was the big surprise for me from Sony was Monster Hunter World.
Yeah, holy fucking
like,
shit.
Monster Hunter has been a Nintendo staple for a long time, and Sony just fucking stole the shit out of that. I mean, that looked fucking kick-ass. My first
World.
Thought was,
yeah.
I look forward to killing things with Josiah.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, Josiah, we're gonna have a team.
Open world.
I've been saying it for years, those
killing
games
stuff.
Are a fucking blast. You kill things and then make weapons and armor out of the things that you kill.
And eat them.
Yep.
And then you eat them and gain their strength.
Yeah, all
this
good
explains
things.
Everything about you.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I think it's gonna
yeah,
be great.
It's gonna be really fun.
I mean, if you guys want to, I'll play it with you. It's gonna.
Oh yeah,
South Park.
That's not a surprise. We've been wanting South Park since forever.
Yeah, but I mean that just hyped it up even more, man. What they showed off and that fucking shit that you guys put on the text.
The demo
that was
E3
fucking
was
ridiculous.
The strip club.
Holy Jesus. I thought they couldn't go any farther, and then they did. And I love that.
We'll see. They
wrong.
Had Nazi fetuses in the last one.
I'm so really...
You got an achievement for farting on an aborted Nazi fetus.
I just love yeah. some of the... What
I
is it? They
really
do the team
don't know
up.
How else they can go farther than that.
I thought the funniest one was that you could stop time by farting so bad that it literally reversed time and you could start the whole thing over. Like, and reposition your characters. I thought that was fucking hysterical.
I believe it. I've ripped a couple farts like that before.
Yeah, it literally shows
I
it.
Can
the,
see
your character,
time.
Your characters.
I'm the Flash.
The best part is the way Matt Stone and Trey Parker announced. He's all, "You literally fart so bad it breaks the fabric of time," and then literally your guy is like shitting himself, and the whole screen becomes like this shit brown, and then it goes black, and then you reposition your characters. I was losing it. I can't wait for that game. That was the big one for me.
So that's all I had to talk about. I mean, if you guys want to bring up anything else, feel
so,
free.
Star Wars. I need to know. The multiplayer? Are you completely sold on it?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, I want to buy the game for the story, obviously. It's go fuck yourself.
Not our fault. You spent the money.
Oh. I haven't spent it yet.
I don't give a fuck if I spend it. It's my money. Go.
Yeah, it looks good.
What? Damn it, Michael.
The thing that I really
That's when Michael knows he's in trouble with me. I say his full name.
The thing
Michael?
That I liked about the trailer.
You
it's
don't
like
know
Bono.
My middle name?
It's like Bono.
Michael.
It's Bono.
That's Michael Vargo.
Where do they call you Vargo? It's my last name. Shit, that's not your first name?
I remember that. That was funnier than hell.
That was so fucking funny.
I don't know. It's like I told you when I first met you. Introduce yourself as what you want to be called for the rest of time.
That's fine with me.
But there's not a lot of time left.
The thing I really liked was...
Hi, my name is Ragnarok.
And I'd be calling,
my name is Thor.
I'd be calling you that until this day. This conversation would ruin it.
Your name is the Hulk, Thor, Ragnarok? Yes.
My parents
all
hated
of those.
My parents hated me.
Fuck, dude, if you were named that, I would think your parents thought you were going to be a god.
Right? My kid's name is Kratos.
Your parents had high standards.
All right, hold on.
The thing that I liked was they got the voice of the clones back. It's D. Bradley Baker.
Yeah,
from the Clone Wars. They also got Sam Witwer as Darth Maul. So nice. That'll be... I feel like they're paying more attention to this one.
I thought the funniest one was when we were watching the gameplay trailer and they showed Rey.
Get someone her ass became, handed to her?
Get her ass, no, that first part, though, when she came out of the hall and all those droids were just sitting there going, what the fuck? And then she came out of nowhere and just annihilated every one of them. And me and Fargo the whole time were like, the fuck?
I will say one thing about that is Darth Maul looks a little overpowered. I mean, not to say that he wasn't in reality in the series, because he died way too fucking easy. I mean, that guy.
Fucking Obi-Wan.
Yeah, but, I mean, then he was...
Fucking cop-out.
He was kept alive entirely on rage.
Yeah, that's because so many people pointed out the fact that it was wrong to kill him off in the first place.
Yeah.
I get it. He died because he got cocky. Had he done a proper job and actually killed Obi-Wan when he had a chance?
Well, then we wouldn't really have a lot of the series. It would have been backtrack.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. Like, he got cocky.
Yeah, at some point, I'm going to flashpoint the shit out of that stuff. It changed the whole trilogy. Make it so much better.
Such a fucking ass.
Damn, can you imagine what that would be like?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I know exactly what it'd be like. Be fucking great.
It'd be fucking awesome. The prequels would be good.
There'd be no Jar Jar. It'd be fucking amazing.
Dude, everybody's still pissed that he's not one of the heroes in that game.
Oh, dude, why? What,
people want it.
What is he going to do? Jerry Lewis's way through a level? Fall over, throw a grenade magically.
I just think it would be funnier than fuck. What heroes did you get? I got Jar Jar. Like, he's there just to be ragged on.
Just, what the fuck?
And he's so weak that just one shot killed him.
Just joke heroes, Jar Jar versus Jabba the Hutt. one can't move, the other one can barely walk.
That's terrible. Fucking awesome, though.
Wow. Who are you? I'm Jabba the Hutt. What do you do? Literally nothing. I push the controller in all directions and he doesn't move.
It takes forever.
Guys, I want to play as Lando. I'm going to betray the fuck out of you guys.
What's his signature
That'd
move?
That'd be a great move.
I press the...
Wait, Lando's on our team!
What's his signature move? I press the X button and his slave comes out and battles you. And she gets her ass handed to her by falling down a pit.
Every fight.
And you ruin it.
Or
I don't know. I think that would be pretty cool. Lando's ability is he has...
he betrays you.
Friendly fire?
Yeah. Lando's special ability, friendly fire turned off. I would play that in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
Sure.
I would take myself out of team chat, put myself back in general chat, and just murder my whole team and just be like, stop being fucktards! And then go back to team chat.
I don't even know what to fucking say to that. That or if you want someone on your team's a white female, you automatically hit on them.
Listeners, we really appreciate it. Please go on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Anderson.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
This has been E3, and we're out.
Thank God.
Hey, listeners, it's Vargo. I just wanted to let you know that this week we are not going to have a normal podcast because DCC is going to be going on next weekend. So we are going to be going up there on Friday night and covering Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We will have some recordings that we're going to be posting throughout the week. And we also will probably be doing a few conversation podcasts that we'll post, you know, little small tidbits, maybe 15, 20 minutes, just talking about the panels that we visit and anything else that we don't have a full recording of. But thank you for listening to us. We really do appreciate it. And we will be back next week.